The AFL rule, we can't call them rule changes, interpretation changes, if you like, that were announced by the league yesterday via Brad Scott, center on an implementation on a crackdown on holding the ball. They're also going to punish delay of game tactics during the upcoming season. So the league wrote to all clubs at the start of this week and said that umpires will now be, quote, less lenient towards players who have had prior opportunity and do not immediately and correctly dispose of the ball. So this includes a focus on players who duck into tackles, and the clubs are warned that players who duck with their head prior to being legally tackled will be penalised quicker by umpires. Now, the AFL say that prior opportunity isn't changing, JJ, but that when a player has had prior opportunity and they're then tackled, they must immediately dispose of the ball. Now, they can still get rid of it after being tackled, but they must do it immediately. Now, is this more grey? Because the image that immediately comes to my mind is the Paddy Cripses of the world standing up in the tackle, looking for the right handball at the right moment. Mm. We don't want that to die, do we? There will be a riot if he's pinned for holding the ball with the player's tackle sliding down around his thighs, if you like, and both arms free.
Well, some of our very best players and midfielders, Dangerfield and Oliver, Petrarca, yeah, Bontempelli,
strong in the
Western
hips.
Bulldogs as a whole club have trained that skill of lifting the arms, and I only got a tiny glimpse of it yesterday, and there was a quick chat about the inability now to be able to get tackled and lift. If you, the actual motion of lifting your arms to handball is your prior opportunity, so, and you can be pinged for it quite quickly. So yeah, certainly need to see some of this.
We need to see
action.
It. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, because they are saying, the AFL, and Brad Scott is saying that that won't be the case. They're saying, though, that players are waiting until the absolutely perfect option presents, and they're holding off on releasing the ball, which he says, and the AFL say, are leading to dangerous tackle situations when another player comes in and spears them. Or
I'm okay
or
with
a sling.
The dangerous tackle when you added that last bit in, but when you were talking about waiting to the last option or the last moment to find the perfect option, well, I would suggest then that perhaps if a player is able to do that, then the tackle's not as effective as it needs to be. If you're tackling me and I'm able to say, well, nah, I won't handball to him, I handball to him, well, I'm in control. You're not actually effectively tackling me because I'm still in control of what I want to do in my movements. If you're making an effective tackle, I don't really have the ability to make a decision. Yeah. I'm gone.
That's exactly what Sean has just said off the timber text. He says the danger for me is ineffective tackles will be rewarded. We don't want that. Mm. There's got to be room for, that's a skill.
It is.
So there's got to be room.
Tackler for, versus the ball carrier.
And strength has got to come into play as well. If you're able to sort of three quarters shrug it off.
You need to be able to shrug players. Certainly the don't argue will probably come into vogue a lot more. Players will be trying to avoid being tackled completely by a don't argue, but you need to be
well,
able
just
to
on that. So just on the don't argue.
Don't tell me it's gone.
No, well, the umpire's cues for what constitutes prior opportunity, so what will give them the license, according to this, to be really hot on the whistle for holding the ball, is the fend off.
Yeah,
the,
but that's the duck. That's not an adjust. The duck is going to be very hard to adjudicate because
is
there's
it?
There's yes, there are a lot that I see on
why
replay that you can't decide whether it's a high tackle or a duck. You can't decide.
The old dropping of the knees is subtle.
It can be a...
That's become a skill. Hey, your former captain,
when you're
the
reaching,
captain of Geelong, is turned it into an art form.
Yeah, and he's not alone. Luke Shuey, and there's plenty that are very... A lot of the Dogs players, again, are very good at it. There's a lot of tackles. If you come in, you're reaching for a tackle and you've only got to hit someone sort of on the meat of the shoulder, and if they move their shoulder 6 inches, it can slip higher, and that's not necessarily a duck. So that one does worry me a little bit, the trying to be hotter on the perceived ducking.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this plays out, to be honest. So players will be penalised.
You can't wait.
I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Show.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So they'll penalise players who don't legally dispose of the football if they're balanced and steady when tackled, that's obvious. If they've previously been awarded a mark or a free kick, or if they drive their head into a legal tackle. So Bill's text in, this is my biggest bugbear. Go back to incorrect disposal. If not disposed by foot or handball, then it's a free. Problem solved. Well, they're saying they'll do that, Bill. The league's also going to punish delaying tactics this season, telling clubs that umpires will be less lenient towards players who deliberately delay the play. Now, that's sorry, the free kicks or 50-metre penalties. Now, this does rile the masses.
But seems straightforward as well.
Not just the simple, oh, whose free kick is it, that old chestnut, but it's when
leaning over the ball and
lying on the ball, not
wrestling.
Rolling over.
Yeah, I like that.
That's giving
smart.
It back.
And should be very simplistic to implement that aspect of it. And even, you know, you get players who say, yeah, throw it back to me. Oh, it wasn't my free kick, and let the ball hit the ground. Well, you know what? If you call for it, it's just, that's not a 50, I don't think. You shouldn't, you don't need extra third parties coming in and saying, having an impact on it. Throw it back to a player and then get on with it. But all the other wrestling and laying on the footy and, oh, I don't know who's free it is. Yeah, that's I like that.
That happens a lot too.
A lot.
Obviously, every second is absolutely vital,
it's
is
taught.
It not?
Yeah. It's taught. Don't, when you get up, don't pick the ball up for the opposition. Lean over the ball. Lean on the player. It's, you want to.
Every second's vital.
Give your defence as much time as flood possible back. To get set.
Yeah, indeed. And your midfielders to flood back.